And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. I'm joined by Gina, the producer.
Hello.
Welcome to the I really want this year to end edition. It's 11:40. It's 11:40 and 12:31. So we are 20 minutes away from the new year. I know the vast majority of I don't know.
Gremlins again?
No, it's. I'm not quite sure what's going on. All right. I feel like there's something going on. All right. Everything looks okay.
Well, you're in the haunted office.
No, it's not haunted. I'm just like a. These are like really isolating. I'm not hearing any. You're not hearing a buzz? You're not hearing like a,
nope.
A buzz on my audio?
No.
None?
No.
All right. All right, so I guess there isn't a buzz. I'm not I haven't fully adapted. I guess that's the word to the new. Hang on, load these a little bit. To the new. See, that doesn't bother me a little bit. I mean, that's, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're actually testing out the audio while we're recording live, because that's how I do it. This needs to be down. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this microphone. That microphone I had to reset up because we had it taped, the stand taped to a 5-pound weight. And I did that while I was in Dallas, like 17 years ago. So I wake up this afternoon, as I'm prone to do. And you told me it had separated.
Yeah.
The base had separated from the 5-pound weight that was actually holding it.
The Leaning Tower of Microphone finally fell down.
After 17 years.
Fell off the wall, yeah.
Yeah, that was, boy, that's a long time ago, not for nothing. Yeah, we were still in Garland. When I did that, I remember going to Radio Shack and getting the bendy things.
That's what professional people do.
They're called goosenecks. The goosenecks. I remember getting the new.
And then we buy lots of electrical tape.
And then we taped it. Yeah, I taped it down with it was electrical. This was gaffers.
Was it?
Yeah. This is why this one's still holding.
Okay.
That one, I don't know if it was gaffers, but that one.
What a great ad.
See, look.
After
you can feel it.
After 13 years.
Yeah, it's gaffers. This is too wide to have been electrical tape or duct tape even, because. You know, duct tape doesn't have that flat stuff.
Take that, duct tape.
So anyway, we're just looking to get due to the new year without an anvil falling on our heads. It's been quiet around here. It's as you would expect, I suppose. And I guess like tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I have to start venturing out of this room a little bit more often. I got some stuff I can do downstairs. There's
little.
The kitchen is not in the shape it needs to be in. So in the kitchen and move some stuff, I guess. You know, I'm looking over all the books that were left, and I'm shocked, literally shocked, at how many cookbooks Jerry had. I never really seen them all in one. I just saw those two stacks.
Right.
But the whole thing going up the wall there and the two piles in the dining room.
Yeah.
So that's good because those are going to go go to my cousin Katie and or I guess Margaret if she wants any. I don't know. I might want one, I think. I'm not even sure I want one. If I had to pick one, which one I would want. I guess some of those things, I was talking to the Connecticut Bureau earlier this evening, and he was telling me some of those Betty Crocker books, depending upon which edition and whatnot, might be worth a couple of few bucks. So that might be worth sifting through. I have, like, terrible heartburn all
of a sudden.
That's
a good point.
Terrible heartburn. Ugh. Hang on.
It's not that... You haven't drank a whole case of Dr. Pepper yet, so I don't think that's it.
Mm-mm. I'm working on it. I went through...
I'm helping.
I bought two, like, I guess it's eight Powerades, the 20-ounce Powerades. I wanted grape. I've apparently fallen in love with grape Gatorade, and I can't find it anywhere. So they replaced... I decided I was going to try Powerade's grape, and they replaced it. This is on Instacart. They replaced it with Mountain Berry, which is actually not too bad. Oh, but there were eight of them. No, there were 16 of them, and they were 20 ounces each. I drank it in a day and a half. Now, was it even a day and a half?
Yeah, about
a day and a half. Just kept, like, just chugging them. So, needless to say, I feel all right. if I'm holding down that much liquids, I'm feeling okay. Now
your electrolytes are partying.
Yeah, my electrolytes are fine. I am drinking Dr. Pepper. Yeah. My New Year's resolution is to once again give up soda. I think I went 6 months last year before I started to drink soda again. So I'm going to go and see if I can get a whole year being no good. Soda's like my Achilles heel. That's the one, as far as my diabetes goes. I'm not huge on candy. Every now and then I'll have candy. Sweets are okay. I live and dying by cakes or cupcakes or any of that shit. So it's like, eh. But soda's the killer. So I'm going to try and give that up again. And we'll see what happens. This time next year, we were talking, we'll be in Texas.
Oh, yes, we will.
So there's going to be a lot of change, more change than has already changed coming up in the next year or so. Less than a year, actually, I suppose. So, you know, I'm trying to look ahead and stay focused on that. It's everything's just, for lack of a better word, very muted. It's washed. The color's washed out kind of deal. It's not bright colors.
That's a good word for it.
Just kind of muted.
I walk downstairs and I forget what to do.
Yeah.
Because the rooms are so empty. I just kind of stand there and go.
It's shocking. Weird. It's literally shocking with these rooms being empty.
Yeah.
Utterly, totally shocking.
Yeah. It's disconcerting.
Yeah, it's
because that's right. Not what we're used
but
to.
But cats have more room to run around.
They do. They're digging it, but, yeah. You know.
I'm, you were saying Corny was doing laps.
Don't know what to do with myself.
So, yeah.
Yes, she was.
She's the only one that still runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, woohoo.
Spatsy doesn't run. Spatsy still back there? Yeah.
Yes.
He's sleeping here. He's right behind us. If he starts snoring loudly enough, what I'll do is I'll see if I can get him on microphones. He literally snores.
He does.
He's so fat, he snores
it's
now.
It's so cute.
It's funny because you'll be talking and you'll hear it and you'll be like, what is that? And then you turn around and it's the cat sleeping. So he doesn't do it all the time, but he does it enough. I put a message up on Facebook because I don't think a lot of my Facebook family was necessarily aware of what had gone on.
Circumstances.
Yeah, so I, you know, because I'm usually on Facebook a couple of few times a day. I mean, I'm posting stuff, and obviously the last 6 weeks I haven't really put much of anything up. So, and I didn't want to bum everybody out, you know, on Christmas. So I put a little something up today just saying that there was a death in the family. You know, some people know. So it's not, you know, not the people who know need to know, I guess, really. And the people who don't, I notified in a, you know, dignified manner that didn't hopefully, you know, fuck up anybody's program, for lack of a better expression. I don't know why. I'm just,
what's
going on. I feel like I'm rattling. I just feel like there's something rattling.
Is it the cord?
No. Up. I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
It sounds fine.
Yeah, I'll listen and play back, and I'll see if there's any issues. I was meaning to listen to last week's show and play back, but I never got the chance, and now I just really don't want to. I just need to get the gremlins out before I start playing music, because I want to have a couple of tunes going forward, yeah. A little bit of music going forward.
Well, we've always got that very low level of machine noise. If you just sit here and listen, there's
No.
Little tiny hiss.
It's not that. Okay. It's not that. To a certain degree, I guess splitting. Is that too loud?
No.
No? Okay, because we are splitting the gain. That's why I said I want to get that headphone amplifier. That's like one of the last things for the rack that's on my list. I don't know which one I want. But yeah, that's probably the last thing, because then I could plug it in to the main headphone output and just have, control it through the head unit on top. And those will be amplified. So it's, because this isn't amplified when it's split. It's the same amount of gain.
Right.
It's the same amount of gain. But I don't know which headphone amplifier I want. It's like literally probably the last piece of studio equipment I need. I'm considering getting one of them hardware recorders, one of them Tascam or Zooms. Can you hear that?
Oh.
If I can hear that in the cans, I guess. You know.
It's during driving time.
Yeah. It's 10 minutes to the new year.
That's all?
Yeah.
And they didn't manage to make it home before they got busted for drunk driving. Dumbass.
Well, we live amongst savages.
Yeah.
That's the main reason why we're going to be here for New Month's, is because we have to hold down the fort from the savages.
Yeah, it's going to be like a fort, isn't it? Like kind of like the Alamo.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I need to get it. I'm toying with getting a digital recorder to be able to do a hardware record directly off my board. In addition to whatever archives occurring on the computer, just to play things safe. And I like the idea of it being portable enough where I can kind of take it places, which is really kind of interesting to me. Because who knows, I may have remote locations in my future. Maybe, maybe not. Don't know. But yeah, it's that's all I really need. Beyond that, I don't.
It's really quiet.
I'm not really. Give me your cans for a second.
What? All right.
Just give me your cans.
Okay, fine.
Let me see what's going on.
What's your thing?
Wait. See, no. You know what? They're sharper here. They're definitely sharper. Wow. All right.
Do I lie?
Well, it's flat. Okay. And this.
Yeah.
I guess there's a bit of a bottom end. It's like I think the bottom end and the highs are probably jacked up on the bears.
Well, yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
So that's why, that's why I say, you can use them for studio and broadcast. And it's like, I don't think so. I mean, they're great for casual listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they only say that because they want the consumers, the civilians that buy them, to feel like they're hot shit.
Well,
and know everything about engineering.
But they're not 2020. They're not flat.
No.
So if you're going to go through the trouble to have flat monitors, why would you bother to have anything other than flat headphones?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I like them, but like I said, they're not honest. They lie.
They lie. Arg.
Yeah, they do. So maybe that's what's been bugging me. Yeah, I don't think I'm adjusted to that bottom end as well. I should be. I should use them more often. It says something. I was just saying, they're starting. I got the all black edition.
Oh yeah.
And they've started to. I don't know what. No, I don't think. I think this is like. No, see,
it's the felt thing. It's the cover.
Is that brush? Give me this brush. All right, I know I'm doing this live, and I don't care. Fuck, you're lucky.
Midwood.
You're lucky. I'm here. You understand?
Midwest,
oh no, it does go away.
The covers.
No, this has something to do with something else. Look,
Midwood is making sure more of the felt comes off
the
cover.
No, no, you're not watching. Look,
what are you doing?
So you go like that.
Is it helping?
Will you shut up and watch. Do you think it's helping?
No.
Yes. It's disappearing. Do you see any more white there?
No, but that's because you call it like hair.
No, you're not getting it. No. Way. God, you're so simple sometimes. Hey. Look here. Look. See here? See how it's white?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going like this. I'm going sideways, right?
Okay.
Something got on there. Yeah, no, these are fine. I'll hit them with a brush a little bit more thoroughly. I was starting to get a little upset, you know. I paid way too much to get these in a black edition. It even says it's a limited edition 80 ohm. I went with 80 so I could kind of go between the board and my phone without there being too much of a hassle. So they're black because normally the velour, these are velour.
Velour, that's the word I was trying to think
of. It's velour, yeah. Normally they're gray. So I got the black ones, right? And what was happening was it looked like they were some sort of white shit separating, like the dye was coming off the velour. That's what it looked like. It turns out it's some sort of, I don't know what it is, some sort of something, but I feel better. I'll clean them up after the show. Maybe tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff to do this week. I'll put it on the friggin' list. No, but I feel better because these were expensive. and it would be disheartening. Now, don't get me wrong, every part on these headphones are replaceable, meaning the cuffs inside and the thing on top. You don't care.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah. Well, like I said.
I have a headache now. So.
Now you have a headache.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well.
Figured I'd start early.
The good news is that there's 5 minutes in a year.
That's so, it?
Yeah.
Five little minutes?
Yeah, so it was also your birthday, right? Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Yeah. Okay.
So are you 32 again? Is that what we're doing? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Fine. So?
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you are.
I don't have any issues.
Everybody's definitely fine with that, right?
Right. Yeah, mainly because they're afraid of.
They should be. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Next week I plan on coming back on my own. So I'm going to be doing the
radio. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Be doing. You know what? You're not the only one who feels that way. Be doing a regular news, current events, hopefully with a tiny little bit of music. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm going to try and start to leave a little bit more time between my prep and the show. I'm not going to make a resolution out of that because it never really winds up sticking. My ideal situation would be someone that would pick news stories that are of interest to me. And hit them with me while I've never heard them before.
Are you hiring somebody?
That, say, I was thinking about it. And getting that spontaneous, it's like in the old days. John used to tell me, oh, don't listen. I want to hear it. I want your reaction. You know, what's that word? What is a word? I wouldn't say spontaneous because that's too close to combustion.
Your honest reaction.
Yeah. And it was actually helpful because it would give him some sort of idea as to what someone who is reasonably sane and reasonably intelligent would be having in regards to his outside audience. You know, used to like to hit me cold. I guess that's the word, you know. So I try to vet. And when I say vet, read. At least most of it all the way through before I go live. But I say, and this is like the motto of this program is don't come here for news.
You can just use this tagline on your website.
Right. Don't come here for news. Maybe we should. You know what? It doesn't let us. That theme doesn't let us put a whatchamacall underneath the...
I can do it.
I know you'd have to put it directly onto the JPEG.
I can do it because I'm a creative genius.
Yeah, that you can do. You're real good at the graphics. Yeah, I'll give you that. Real good at graphics. So I'm hoping to get back to what was the normal format or what passed as a normal format around here, which is good, you know. And is it 2 minutes left? 2 minutes left in 2022.
Do you have something to play? Like,
nah, it's all right. We'll be all right. They'll get it. You know, nobody's listening live. Everybody is somewhere else right now.
We'll just sit here and both go yoo-hoo at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh-hoo or whatever.
Imagine fireworks. Come on, you can do it.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I told you, I was saying all week I wanted to watch the Miley thing.
Yeah.
Because Dolly was going to be on with her.
Right.
But that's on right now. So.
We missed it.
No, and still, all we've been watching is porn. P-A-W-N. P-A-W-N.
Just say it. I like it better the way you say it.
Yeah. So we're in season 13. So, yeah, I'm looking. I got a ways to go. But that's all we've been doing. We haven't really. That's it. I've just been basically sitting there doing that. So I don't really.
It's been, you know.
Well, you got to get back to work, and you know I should. I do. You know I have a new comforter. I don't care to discuss the details, but I have a new comforter and didn't have a comforter, so I ordered a Carhartt sweatshirt. I had this. I know people don't care about this shit, but it's kind of important to me. I had this. I had a fair amount of cold weather gear here. You know, Carhartt stuff, like that extreme stuff, the corduroy. You know, the coat and the jacket, because I used to do the snow removal here. And they're like super. They're very thin, but they're very, very, very warm. Maybe too warm. You know. So what I have been wearing for like the last 5 years is remember? I don't know if anybody remembers One on One, the basketball gear company. We were at BJ's a while back. It must have been 5, 6, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Years.
Yeah. Well, years and years ago. And I saw that it was like a gray, like a darker gray, not heather, but darker than a heather, more like a charcoal gray. I love that color. So it was a sweatshirt, and it was a zip sweatshirt, and it had the fleece lining all the way on the hood, the sleeves. It was really, I've been using it for a winter coat because I, you know, most of my outdoor activities, if it gets too crazy, like snow removal, which I haven't done in a while, I would throw on the Carhartts, you know, I would throw on the heavy duty stuff, and I knew that I would be fine, you know, and it's, yeah. So we bought it on a lark, and it turned out to be my winter coat for like the last 6 years, maybe even 7 years, a long time. Because I'm just jumping in and out of the car. I'm going from the house to the car, to the store, back to the car, back to the house. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
It was even too warm because Jerry used to like to run. She was anemic. So she ran the heat on in the car a lot. A lot. See, that's the one thing where I screwed up, but I don't have to worry about that now. Is it the zipper? That was where the zipper part came in.
Oh. You know?
But I busted this. I didn't bust it. The zipper's broken. We could say I busted it.
It's okay? Just broken.
It's just broken. It's like more nylon. It wasn't as heavy duty as the rest of the sweatshirt. So the zipper finally gave out on it. So I'm going to try and get the zipper fixed. But I needed something in the interim. I could take it to a tailor. You keep telling me that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll take, because there's nothing else wrong with the sweatshirt. So I'll take it to the tailor and get that taken care of, and I'll be able to use that in Texas. But what I bought was, and after much looking, see, I'm the kind of guy, I fall down the rabbit hole. When I go shopping, I fall down the rabbit hole. You know, it turns into like a major thing. You need to stop now. Yeah.
If you take sips really fast,
don't
burp more.
Don't. Thanks, appreciate it. Oh yeah, it's 2:02. It's officially the new year.
Yay!
All right. what was I saying?
Oh.
Oh, so I bought a Carhartt, and I didn't want to get one with a zipper, and it's not fleece lined. It's whatever their heavy duty sweatshirt is. So like, I think it's 80% cotton, 20% poly, which means it's probably pretty warm. It's supposed to be super thick, and there are people in Alaska wearing the damn things. Oh, so, I think their clocks are broken.
Outside screaming.
Yeah, that's mental.
Oh.
Yeah. I know nothing. I saw nothing.
Wait seriously. For sirens.
Seriously. Yeah. Hang on. I need to drink it.
Maybe. You can't tell if they're screaming for a good reason or a bad reason.
Yeah, it's just like cats.
Right.
Yeah. So that being said.
Meanwhile.
So yeah, my sweatshirt will get here January 11th, and I'll be sure to let you know how much I like it.
Well, now you're going to have to take pictures and model it for everything.
No. I got an XL, because they're usually, if they're spot on, you know, XL T, tall. So I'll get a little bit more coverage down my back, which I kind of like on my hoodies. So I was, you know, I couldn't find anything that had the fleece in it, like the dark colored fleece. So I don't know. I spent collectively, I probably spent like 4 hours on friggin' Amazon the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less than
that. But you should spend time shopping for important things like that. Not just grab the first thing that you see.
No. So, and it turned out to be, I think it was like $60.
So, yeah, it was a great deal.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll have to see. It's from the official Carhartt store over there on Amazon. So we'll see how it plays out. And then who knows? If I like it, maybe I'll get the zippered one. I lived in that thing. So that's why I said I definitely need to get it fixed. I think it was more of a nylon zipper. I think really that was like the major issue, you know.
It was some weird kind of material. It was a small metal.
Yeah, it was a really small zipper too for a big sweatshirt like that. So I kind of always, you know, I need those YKKs, those big zippers. See, I have those full blown YKKs on my jacket and my coat. So. And they even changed those. I told you they put reflective tape on there now. So, and I think they added some more pockets. And there's a Parker. There's a quarter of a Parker now that if I had known about back then, I probably would have bought. But I didn't go out much before. And now I'm the screaming continues. And I'm still going to go out there. I'm going to be out there less now. Is what
for
it is
sure.
For sure. For sure.
Especially after dark.
Yeah, especially after dark. You know, people come to the neighborhood, and they're like, in the daylight, and they're like, oh.
This isn't that bad. But, right. And we're telling you.
Right.
We have screaming right. going on outside.
Yes, you know.
And it's just New Year's. You don't know that.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, doesn't really.
You don't know.
Doesn't really matter. 9 months. You know, the trick is to get out of here without killing anyone. That's really, you know, I got a lot of misplaced aggression. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen in the long run. I just, like I said, I just wanted to kind of crawl over the finish line. I am going to finish the couple of few Dr. Peppers we have, even though it's midnight.
Yay.
Because I, you know, if I had not done the show, I could have just kept drinking all the way through.
You could have.
But I,
you, we would have both burped ourselves
right, but
to
I
death.
Decided to do the hand.
They would have found us in a pile of Dr. Pepper cans with a cat. He wants to go out. Should I let him?
Yeah, you can let him out if he's over by the door. He's only going to start screaming, so you might as well.
Oh, great. Inside and out.
Yeah, very articulate cat. Very articulate. They say those Siamese are supposed to be like the most articulate, but this one's pretty articulate. And he's not Siamese. He is definitely not Siamese. I'm going to have to get down to John's studio. I expect to hear from him sometime within the next couple of whatevers. And we'll figure out some sort of coordination for me to get down there so I could set that server up. So we'll be in good shape. I know the box, he's already got a box that it's going to save a lot of time. We just need big-ass hard drives. Probably something I can set up as some sort of quasi-RAID. RAD, depending upon how you look at it. I guess it's RAD. RAD 1, I think, is redundant, right?
Uh-huh.
And then RAD, different RAD classes.
Right.
And I don't want to do the one where I have to load the drivers on as I'm loading Windows because God. I find that to be terribly tedious. Terribly tedious. Although I suppose I could tell it to look for the drivers on a USB drive.
Why not?
But then I'm loading off a USB drive to begin with.
Yeah, you can't change it in midstream.
No, I can tell it to look on another USB drive and not on its own USB drive.
Right.
Meaning Windows, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming. Anyway, I'll figure it out. And I got to set up. We're going to go with IceCast so that telephones will be able to, you know, mobile devices won't have any issues as they were having with the last version of Shoutcast. It's a security thing. And I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it. I have people who still want to use Shoutcast, though, so I will... I'll have to set up some basic Shoutcast servers as well. and the FTP, so that the civilians can get in if they need to. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I never actually set up an Icecast server before, but it doesn't look difficult. You know what I mean? I had that, like, amnesia, you know, which I still do to a certain degree.
You know, hey, don't say it too much, because you could have, how many times have both of us said, oh, that doesn't look like it's a big deal.
Well.
Because you jinx it when you say that.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I'm going to see if I can load Apache directly on to the thingy. Because the Apache command that tells it to look on other drives, I don't remember what it is. I had a hard time finding it.
Look at you.
Yeah, I had a super hard time finding it last time.
Okay.
I wish I had known that they were going to, I would have backed up the config for Apache. Everything else would have been like, you know, but the Apache config hurts, you know. And remember, we're running everything off of Windows, so it's the Windows variation of everything. I don't think that he would want me to do it in Linux, and I don't know if I would want to do it in Linux. Although, I have that other box, so I'm considering putting Linux on that other box to play with. See, that's the thing. This is the key thing with software, and you need to use it all the time. You may have learned something. You may have learned a lot of different things. But if you don't put it to constant usage, it doesn't become like muscle memory. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So for the vast, you know, you set these servers up and they run. There's really no reason to. Haven't had a problem with the Apache server in the whole time it's been up there. You know,
there
the Shoutcast servers wound up being a bit. The problem was is that it was on a virtual. I'm sure John has talked about this ad nauseum. Ad nauseum on his show. It was a virtual server. So it was a server on a server. Our server was just a piece of software. It wasn't a metal box. It wasn't a full metal box. So I'm not quite sure how much that had to do with anything. We never really had any performance issues until there started to be compatibility issues, because I think we were running, obviously, an older version of an OS. So things got hinky when they upgraded stuff, and that server didn't latch on to being upgraded. And that's when it's only the last like year or so that it turned into a nightmare.
That's
maybe even 6 months.
Giant pain in the butt.
That it turned into an absolute nightmare. So at the end of the day, I'm glad it's done. While it's an inconvenience, obviously, to have listeners going to different places for the links. If you make those links available on your site, then there isn't really a big issue.
Yeah.
Is what it comes down to.
What was that server thing we were trying to install, or we did install locally one time? It was open source, but you had to install an older version for it to be compatible with Windows.
I know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And yeah, sort of a D or something.
Okay. Remember. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So yeah, everything will be hardware out of, it'll be an actual physical box, which means it'll behave like a physical box, which is good.
Yeah.
There'll be no sharing of resources. And I want it, in my ideal circumstance, it'll be set up on a box of its own. All the servers will be on one box, plugged into the line, plugged into the business line, and that's that. I don't want, I've never had any success with computers being used for multiple things. I know they can do multiple things.
Bad idea.
It becomes a resource issue.
I tell you what, in one night, everything will go wrong.
Well,
you least wanted to.
Unfortunately, I've had memory leaks that have on my regular software that slowly suck the machine into, you know, quicksand, and that affects your servers.
Yes,
you know
it
does. So you don't want that to happen. Plus, I think I can prioritize on the network, give them prioritization on the line so that they're getting. They're what they need first, and then everything else afterwards. So, but I got to get down there, and I got to do a little homework before I get down there, and then I got to get down there and physically start doing it. So it won't be long, and it's nice that people have been hanging on. You know, John's obviously his show is worth the trouble, as they say, and Dave, what Dave does, he does uniquely, and that's worth the trouble as well too. And I'm just here.
No, stop.
I'm just here. Wow, it's been 45 minutes already. I don't want to. So first 15 minutes of the new year, nothing bad has happened.
And it's not gonna stop saying that. People stop screaming outside. So either everyone's dead or whatever was happening isn't happening anymore.
Yeah. No, it quieted down. Either that or they bled out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I don't care. Let somebody else call the cops. I don't.
We'll have different neighbors then.
No, you know, that's a, this whole last couple of few years that we've been planning on heading out to Texas. The main thing for me is to get out of the city. You know, I don't know if I'm too old, but basically I've gone. I can't deal with urban environments anymore. And I can't deal with my neighbors being on top of me. And I especially can't deal with my low-life neighbors being on top of me.
That's a whole other thing.
The fact that I've gotten this far without actually killing someone, literally, and winding up in ACI, which is Rhode Island State Penitentiary, is a small miracle. Small miracle.
This is not kidding around here.
Yeah. And
no joke.
Jerry was always the one who pushed for restraint on my part. And with her gone now, it's really just a matter of me, trying to keep my from losing my shit is what it comes down to. It's hard. Yeah. That's why I say anybody who is suffering from any sort of mental illness, and I know some of you probably are, if you listen to this show for very long,
you will be.
Yeah. It's a challenge to get through the day under normal circumstances, or whatever qualifies as normal circumstances. The circumstances here have always been less than normal, and now they're especially, I'm just, I'm going to do the best I can, is what it comes down to. And there's still, even though the house was cleaned out, there's still plenty of stuff to do. I want to put the kitchen back together in some sort of fashion that is agreeable to me. So I may actually start cooking again, which would be good.
Very good.
Yeah, it would be very good. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And I don't know. I mean, like I said, I got to be honest. I'm keeping my eye on the brass ring, and I know that there's a lot of positive things coming up very shortly. But I try to focus on that, and I try to focus also on the matter at hand, because there's plenty of stuff to do that needs to be done right now. So I try to focus on that, and I'll just be sitting there. You've seen it happen. I'll just sit there, and you can tell that it just washed over me.
Yeah.
Just this tremendous amount, this tremendous sense of loss. I mean, there's just.
That's how it happens. It just slams you right there.
Yeah. I know people, people are telling me this to be true. And I understand. It's like you can kind of. And it's the story of my life. I can intellectually perceive what you're talking about.
Sure.
I understand even the mechanics of it.
But you have to go through
it. But I've never gone through it.
Knowing how it feels only happen.
Yeah, and this is
personally.
This is like way, 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 way different. Have we only been on 38 minutes?
No way.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I was just staring at
I'm looking at that because I'm used to looking up there, and I'm like, no, it's 17 after, and I think we came on like, it was like 20 minutes. Still,
no,
right?
That makes sense. Yeah, we went on at like 20 minutes. Yeah.
It does, yeah. Yeah. So I think it's, like I said, I think it'll be easier to do the show next week because, like I said, I don't want to spend every one of these shows going on about how I feel. I have a counselor for that. I don't necessarily need to subject my audience to that, and I honestly have no desire to do so. Like I said, by next week, I'm trying to get the show back to business as usual. Not my life, but just the show. I'd be pleased.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's a realistic goal for the I most agree. Part. So I'm going to try and, you know, I don't know if you'd call that a resolution, but I'm going to try and do that a little bit better.
The plan.
Yeah, this was just a bad year. Just like, again, between Uncle George in July and Jerry in November, and Jerry being, you know, basically we're living in her house, you know. So like I said, for it was a little while there, we didn't know exactly how things were going to play out. You know, we could always have pushed the emergency button and gone to Texas, but I don't want to. What is that? Is that wind?
Fireworks.
Oh, fireworks. Okay. Yeah, most of those people are wearing their first pair of shoes, by the way, just so you know. So yeah, I got distracted there. We didn't know how things were going to play out at all, and you know, now we have obviously a much better picture of at least what the next 6 to 9 months is. And those people out there, they're the reason that we're staying. You know, we're staying to keep the house occupied, because the last time it wasn't occupied, it was broken into, vandalized, and the copper piping was stolen from the basement. So we're basically there to prevent that. So the crazy loco still lives here. No, crazy loco is the same thing. Loco gringo.
Yeah,
I had that on a yellow thing. I wrote it down.
Oh, yeah?
But anyway, yeah.
Can we make a flag?
No, no flags.
If we're going to be, you know, like a fort?
No flags.
About a small banner?
No, I don't really care to kid about it. It's really, you know, it's not good.
No, really.
It's not a good situation. It's a very ungood situation.
And
I'm unchecked at the moment, you know? So yeah, it made sense for everybody. So it's, you know, I appreciate my Aunt Margaret stepping in Margaret and her husband Dean making the decision.
Very grateful.
Works out best for everyone at the moment.
Yep.
And our Texas people will just have to wait a little bit. But it's good. You know, like I said, I know we could have, you know, pushed a button, pulled the cord, whatever.
Sure.
We would have come and got it. But it would have been a great hardship to them. You know, they have lives, they have jobs, they work, they have plenty other responsibilities. You know, they don't need to be coming cross country to bail our houses out. You know, just not at the moment.
Not if we can help it.
Right. Not if we can help it.
If we can get there another way.
Right.
So
and that's the plan. Yeah.
All the better.
That's obviously the plan.
Yeah.
So, and it's good because I don't know when I'll pull the plug on the show, but it will probably be right up into September. And I'm, like I said, I want to try and make a straight run through without there being any interruptions, and maybe get the show back up a little bit over an hour as well, too. Maybe to that 90-minute mark with a little bit of music. Not quite sure. Also want to play with video again, possibly in the coming year. I'm going to load that server onto John's server, you know, his box, and see if that is doable without soaking up resources. But on a Saturday night, I probably might be the only thing using any resources. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Does this thing stream video or just audio?
No, it just does audio. Okay. Yeah, what I'd have to do is I'd have to put the piece of software we were using. OBS here.
Yeah.
Streaming to the video server software that we were using.
Yeah.
When I had the server up.
Yep.
When I had a server up here.
I remember
so
that.
Yeah, so you know, it's been an awfully technical oriented show. Not really.
We just complain about that.
Yeah, so I want to see if I can get that going again, just for shits and giggles. I'm not sure the camera's there, you know, and I have my lighting's good finally. I don't know, is the green screen entirely green?
Not anymore. No. Not right now.
Well, but no, I know the cat.
It's gonna be
okay.
When the Space Invaders are done, you know, with us, then
the cats have a tendency to the little one. She swings. She El Kabong, like Tarzan, yeah, off of the green screen.
Yeah, literally.
So yeah, if all of that is just a little bit of work away, and I still have discussions with various people about whether I should go back to doing the video or not. You know, at its heart, this has always been and always will be an audio program. I think I let the video, due to being in Aries and all, I think I let the video become somewhat distracting at times. And so I'm not quite sure I want to introduce that level of distraction back into the program. It's hard enough being medicated and hitting all the switches at the right times and all that. But we'll see. You know, it's something that would, you know, give me time to tinker with. And that's kind of, you know, over the long run, I think it might be good that I have something to tinker with on a regular.
Well, that and your other, you know, your ancestry and other things.
Yeah, I just started doing the ancestry stuff, too, which is, I guess it's kind of interesting. I'm having a harder time with my father's side of the family because it's, one, it was a reasonably common name, and two, there are a lot of misspellings of it where I know the document is correct, but the spelling of the name is wrong. And I can't introduce that into the tree because then that changes everything on the tree within that, you know, person's branch, I guess.
Yeah, you could call it that.
Right, yeah. So I'm having, you know, a little bit of, you know, a lot of, and the thing of it is, you know, my father's side of the family is Jewish, so it's a reasonably common name, and then you say to yourself, well, can't you do it by location? And it's like, my father's family, they all lived on mostly in King's Highway, or along King's Highway, or a little bit off Avenue M. Well, right off the D train. Is it still the D? I'm not even sure it's the D train anymore. So it's all, there's a lot of them, you know, and they had societies and things that they created and that provided burial plots for families who were in society. And it's hairy. It's definitely hairy. I'm finding it, much more, easy on my mother's side, French Irish aspect of things. Being much more easy to kind of trace through. And it's cool. I'm liking it so far. You know, I wanted to know the genetic breakdown, so I opted for the spit test. So they're going to send me that, but I've started working on stuff. And in the meanwhile, I think, what was it, $1 for 3 months?
Yeah.
They offered the whole World Explorer document thing.
Right, right.
And then they said for a follow-up, it would be like $90 for 6 months
mm-hmm.
after that, I think.
Yep.
So we'll see how I feel after 3 months. It's only been like, what, a week?
Yeah.
So I've been tinkering with that. And it's pretty cool. On the 12-inch tablet, it looks really good. I don't have to sit in the bedroom at my computer. I very rarely sit at the computer in the bedroom unless I'm working, like serious work. I'm just usually running video with the thing at the foot of the bed with the 40-inch screen at the foot of the bed. So we'll see. I got stuff. You know, I have stuff to distract me. I have friends and family, or family and friends, however you want to put that. You know, I'm reminded of that line from It's a Wonderful Life. You know, no man is a failure who has friends.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, keep that in mind. I don't take it for granted at all. Actually, I got a chance to talk to Pinball Wizard yesterday for a little while. And you know what? When I get off, oh, is anybody else? Yeah, maybe. Happy New Year's. Okay. Yeah. I got stuff. Anyway.
To respond to, you're saying?
Yeah. Adrian. Yeah, my sister. Which is cool. Yeah, you know, it's, I got to say, I had a good relationship with Margaret the last X number of years since my mom died. And I've had a very good relationship with my cousin Katie for the last few years as well, too. So I kind of, you know, that's something that was happening already when this occurred. And I think at least between Katie's family and our family, I mean, you know, Gina and I and Katie and her husband and their baby, you know, it's just kind of pushed us together more, I think, you know, and they had a horrible year. They had a really hard year.
Mm-hmm.
They had deaths on her husband's side of the family, unfortunately. And, So it's, you know, it's, but I like her a lot. Was she 35? Yeah. So there's, she's a millennial. Yeah. She's,
I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, I have to look into that. Definitely not X. She's a millennial. So have to, you know, be thankful that, you know, that they're there, you know, because I, the way it was on my dad's side of the family is that someone would pass away and everybody would go to the funeral and they'd see each other and, oh, we have to stay in touch. And you wouldn't see him to the next funeral. Into the next funeral. Right. I mean, really, honestly.
I know.
So, you know, I'm not getting that. My Uncle Tim has been, you know, looking after us and whatnot. Everybody's really been concerned, you know, and again, you know, we appreciate that. We honestly do.
We do. We thank you so
right.
much.
And we're doing the best we can under the circumstances. I've never done this before. I'm flying blind.
We love you back.
Yeah, but we, you know, we love you all. Not for nothing. I'm going to get out of here. I know I've only been on 50 minutes, but it's...
But you're going to make me cry
it's
now.
It's a half hour all the way into the new year.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're gonna write the ship, as they say.
Yes, yes.
And get things back to the way they should be, at least as far as you are concerned. So... that being said, I don't have any music or nothing. Anything you want to know?
Lando.
Yeah, I want to go. All right, I'm going to play the close, and we're going to get the hell out of here. All right, see you next week. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.